Some of the very first jobs I ever had were in cubicles, but the hardest job I ever worked was waitressing. Not only was I not cut out for it, I quit the day after I managed to spill an entire pot of just brewed coffee down my shirt. Candace Taylor reminds me how hard waitressing is. She's the author of a book called Counterculture, based on interviews with career coffee shop waitresses.
Waitressing is not for everyone, and that's the biggest misconception, I think, and that's why it gets such a bad rap. There's this assumption that anybody can wait tables, and it's really not true. You have to be very organized, extremely organized. You have to always be thinking ahead. You have to have incredible personable skills. You really have to be able to read people and anticipate what they want or need, if they want to be left alone or if they want extra attention. There's kind of an innate sensibility that you have to be a good waitress. And if you're not a good waitress, the job is really painful. It can be very difficult and demanding and overwhelming.
Well, so for example, one of the waitresses you met is named Rachel Lelchuk. Can you tell us something about Rachel?
There is a special place in my heart for Rachel Lelchuk. She's just fantastic. She worked at Louis' restaurant for over 55 years. She's just a really special, sweet woman. People meet her once and just never forget her.
I make art of it. I just don't wait on people to wait. I want them to feel pleasantly, make sure everything is hot, pick up your orders right away, and coffee should be nice and hot and tasty, you know, things like that. I didn't punch cards. I was old fashioned. I took it seriously, you know what I mean? To me, it didn't matter. Like I say, for me, it was a holiday to come to work because I look forward.
Another one of the more memorable waitresses you met is Ronnie Bello.
Oh, yeah.
Ronnie. Can you tell us about her?
Ronnie's very special as well. They're also special, but Ronnie, she's in Worcester, the Boulevard Diner. She just had this warmth to her as well. And just, you know, really asking those questions at that point, it was early on in the process of me interviewing waitresses when I met Ronnie. And I really started to reevaluate my perspective on what's important in life and what success means.
Well, I don't think the kids today, I don't think they have the stuff that the older girls had. And I think things are handed to them too easy, and I think they don't really know what work is. And if I'm going to come to work and be miserable, I'm not going to come to work. That's what these kids do. They don't want to be here. I tell them, if you don't want to be here, find something you like. I don't care if you drive a taxi cab. I don't care if you clean a sewer. I don't care what you do, but you be happy at what you do. And I'm not ashamed. I can walk with judges and lawyers, and I can fit with anyone because I know what I do, and I'm no phony. This is me. I'm a good waitress. I love people, and that's my attitude. And if you don't like me for that, that's your problem. I'm not a snob.
Candace Taylor's interviews with career waitresses are in her book, Counterculture, The American Coffee Shop Waitress.